yesterday we completed the chapter on the importance of making mashwara and the importance of istikhara. And we explained that istikhara is not restricted to a person seeing a dream, but istikhara in general means talabul khair, where a person is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for goodness in whatever decision he wants to make. So istikhara is something that a person should make all the time. And we also mentioned the short istikhara. Sometimes a person doesn't have time to read 2 rakats of salat and read this long istikhara. So the simple short istikhara is before a person wants to do something, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for goodness and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for some type of direction. So the dua is Allahumma khir li wa khtar li. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make goodness in it for me. Wa khtar li. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you choose for me. In other words, make the right decision. The right decision, I'm not sure what to do. Sometime on the spur of the moment, a person has to make a decision. He needs to buy something. He may be at the shop, at the supermarket. He's not sure whether he should buy it or not. And even at that time, it may seem small. He makes this dua, Allah, make goodness in it. And you choose for me, then I will buy the right thing. I will do the right thing. But generally, in bigger instances, a person shouldn't rush in making decisions. Should never rush in making decisions. What will happen if a person has to make mashura? He will delay it a little bit, but there will be a lot of khair in it. Sometimes bigger decisions, like we see in Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Umrah is such a great and honorable thing. But Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came up to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I'm asking you permission to go for Umrah. So this is how it should be, such a great personality and such a great ibadat. But despite that, he came up to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then he said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam told me these words, that I'll never exchange these words for anything in the dunya. But those words only came through the barakat of him going up to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and discussing and asking for permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him on that instance that don't forget us. La tansana bid-du'a ya ukhayya. Oh my young brother, don't forget me in your du'as. He was so touched that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is asking me to make du'a for him because I was going for Umrah. He was so touched. He said, I will never give up these words for anything of this dunya. His words are so beloved. Anyway, today we start a new chapter, Babu Istihbab al-Dihabi ila al-Eidi wa Iyadati al-Mariyadi wal-Hajji wal-Ghazwi wal-Janazati wa Nahwiha min Tariq. The chapter on the preferability of going for the Eid Salat, for visiting the sick, going for Hajj, going in battle, going for Janazah, etc., etc., min Tariq, from one road, al-Ruju'u min Tariq in Akhar, and returning using another road. So you're going to visit somebody, try and use one road, going for Eid Salat, going for Janazah Salat, going for, a person is going for battle, or a person is going for Hajj, whatever it may be. If he's going, go try and use one road, and when you're returning, use another road, لِتَكْثِيرِ مَوَاضِعِ الْعِبَادَةِ, to increase the places of ibadah that a person has traversed and moved on. Sometimes after Salat, we find people move their places. They read Faraz in one place, they move. Sometimes we do this, but we don't know why we do it. One of the reasons is the same thing, takthirul shahada or takthirul mawadi'il ibadah, increasing the places that will testify on the day of Qiyamah that this person, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon me this person, he worshipped you, upon me he took your name. So even the earth also will bear testimony on the day of Qiyamah that this person has done this. So this is to increase. So the hadith, the two short hadiths we'll do, and Jabirin radiallahu anhu qal, kana nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha kana yawmu eidin khalaf al-tariq. As Jabir radiallahu anhu says, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when it used to be the day of Eid, he would use different roads. One road for going, and he would use one road for coming. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam kana yakhruju min al-tariq al-shajara. As Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, when he used to come out of Medina Sharif, he would use tariq al-shajara. Even up till now, that road is there. It's called al-shajara tariq. That was the road he would use going to Makkah Sharif. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make it a point that he would stop at Zul Khalifa. At that time they would rest there. And then they would go proceed to Makkah Sharif. So this was the road he would use. وَيَدْخُلُ مِن طَرِيقِ الْمُعَرَّسِ. And when he was coming back now from Medina Sharif to Makkah Sharif, to get into Medina Sharif itself, he would use this road here called Mu'arras. So going time he would use Tariq al-Shajara. Coming back he would use this road called Mu'arras. دخل من الثنية العليا. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he would enter Makkah Sharif, he would enter from ثنية العليا. This is a part. Normally ثنية العليا is this part that is raised. Now it is known as Mu'alla. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ويخرج من الثنية السفلى. And when he would come out from ثنية السفلى, that part, the lower part. So now for our understanding what it is, they call the lower part Misfala. The person is going there, you got Shari Khalil, Ibrahim Khalil, the one where all the new hotels have come up, you got all the Hiltons, the Conrads, and all the different types of hotels, where you go Jabli Umar, you carry on straight down, you notice that the road also goes down. It's going down, going down, going down. So that area is the lower area, it's called Misfala. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to come out of Makkah Sharif, he would come out from Misfala area. And the other area is called Mu'alla. Mu'alla means raised. That's why you call it Jannatul Mu'alla. The area also is raised, and if you're traveling on that road, you'll notice it's on the opposite end now. That road slowly goes up, gradually it goes up. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he would come from the raised area, and he would leave from the Misfala area, the lower area. Ulama explained, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi says, that it is mustahab when a person is coming to Makkah Sharif, he should do like this. He should come in from the higher area, Mu'alla, and you tell the drivers also, they will take you. If you ask them, they will take you. And when you're leaving, leave from the lower area. And one of the hikmats and one of the beauty of doing this is when a person is coming to a high place, then a person should enter a high place, a lofty place, a very high maqam, which is Makkah Sharif, he should also enter from a high place. Now, thoughtful Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, everything he did, he thought about it. And when he leaves, now he leaves from the lower place. And one of the hikmats now, there were 7, 8 hikmats of why we should try and use different roads. Here we see Nabi Sallam entered from one place, left from another place, Madina Sharif, he used Tariq al-Shajara to leave, and he came in from Muharras. What is the benefits of this? The person, there will be more worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this place, like a person moving, I explained, after Salah. More places will testify on the day of Qiyamah that this person made zikr on me. The second is that when a person is moving, then now he'll have more testification on the day of Qiyamah because of this. And then when he's moving on different roads, now there will be poor people that he'll meet on the road, so there's more chance of giving different roads. The other is there will be greater show of power and unity of the Muslims. If the Muslims start moving on different roads, there'll be greater power, shan and shaukat of Islam will be exposed to the non-Muslims. It is a means of taking a good omen. Good omen meaning, I used one road and I changed the road. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I changed the road. Make it a means of changing my life also. Allah, make this means of creating awe in the hypocrites. You get munafiqin everywhere. This munafiqin sees the Muslim moving all the time. So this creates awe in their heart. Then the other is, if they happen to be barakat on two roads, the person is getting both the barakat. Barakat of both the roads he is getting. And in Faidul Qadir it is mentioned that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam going time will generally try and take the longer route. Why? Because there's more sawab. When a person is going to the masjid, every step he takes, he's getting a reward. So like that, to take a longer road, going time is better. And the returning time, take the shorter road. So see how many things Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us in such a short while. So Ulama Ikram explained that even us, we should always think. I'll give you an example. That in Madina Sharif a few years ago, when we would go return, when we would suffer on our Ustad as a Mufti Sahib, then I would take the Quran Sharif and I would just leave it on top of the nook. In the hotel room, they would have like a nook as you enter the reception area of the room. They would have like a nook. I would take the Quran Sharif and I would leave it there. And every time I would come back, I would find that the Quran Sharif is on top of some of the towels or is on top of another box that was there, neatly put. It was there. So I used to always wonder why the Quran Sharif has moved from where I left it to a slightly higher place. So one day I was told, I found out that as a Mufti Sahib was doing this, he was taking the Quran Sharif and he was putting it on top. So I asked him that why was he doing this? The Quran was already on a high place, it was left on top of the nook there, on top of the table, and I was taking it, putting it on top of another place. So then he explained to me, you see, the Quran is the highest book that you can get. It's the highest, it is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the highest deserves to be on the highest. So that's how the great pious people think. The highest deserves to be on the highest. So as far as we can give it that extra, little bit extra respect by putting it even higher, we give it that little bit extra respect. Because this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught like this. When he would come into Makkah Sharif, he would come from a high place. That this is a high maqam. Give it that respect it showed. And when he left also, he would leave from another place. Everything he did was very, very thoughtful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq that we can be thoughtful in what we do as far as our deen is concerned. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.